Today is Friday, August 20th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and do you listen? And today is no different. We're starting back on The Mix, or Mix Minus, tonight. And, I'm trying to think about what I'm going to talk about on Mix Minus, because, A, it's been, 2 weeks since we've recorded. More than that, 3 weeks. And, so much has happened, but, you know, I've talked about all of it on this show, I'm sure. And I try not to repeat. Well, I don't really try not to repeat things, but it's better if I don't repeat things. And I thought, well, I could review the Bartesian live on air, but that's kind of a visual thing. I could try to make as much noise as possible, like, you know, clinking ice in glass, pouring noises, you know, make lip smacking noises when I'm drinking the drink and giving a review of it. I don't know. I may do it just because, you know, why not? But anyway, so I'm trying to think about, there are lots of things that have happened, but I feel like I've done a blow-by-blow of everything on this show. So we did get a couple of voicemails, and I'm going to go ahead and play. I'm going to attempt to do this live. It never ends well. When I haven't downloaded them, I don't know who they're from. I haven't set the volume. But let's just try this. Let's try it.
We wish you a happy birthday. We wish you a happy birthday. We wish you a happy birthday. 'Cause you're really fucking old. Happy birthday, Adam.
Happy birthday, Adam.
From your Auntie Scott.
And your Uncle Drew.
Oh.
You're old, sweetie. But you're still cute. And we have so much in common.
Oh, rent a room.
You know what? You sound different over the... Well, thank you, Auntie Scott and Uncle Drew. You both sounded great. I feel like that was We Wish You a Merry Christmas. You know what? But that's fine. Thank you so much. Yes, I am getting older. Thank you for saying I still look cute or good or whatever you said. I don't remember now. You know, I'm old, so my memory. But, thank you so much for the call. And, I had a good birthday, as I mentioned. We literally watched the movie Old. And, again, wait until you can stream it to watch it. I enjoyed it, but it probably wasn't worth spending the money on. But, I will probably see Auntie Scott in the chat room tonight because he normally joins us for Mix Minus, and I always look forward to his interjections. And it's going to be fun tonight. I haven't talked to Daniel in forever, and Daniel and I only seem to find time to sync up with each other. That's such a corporate word, sync up. You know, Daniel and I don't have the bandwidth to sync up and, get that synergy going unless we're doing a show. I don't know. I was trying to think of other corporate words and I couldn't. But thank you so much once again for the birthday wishes. It was great. And I look forward to seeing you again. And I do need to get another Three's a Crowd scheduled between you and Daniel and I. We need to do that. We have one more voicemail, so I'm going to go ahead and download and play that as well. Here we go.
Hi, Adam. I missed your birthday yesterday and wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I hope it's a great one. I hope that you are having great success. Enjoy listening to your podcast. Happy birthday.
I don't know if I should know your voice. I'm so sorry if I should know you, but thank you. So I don't know who you are. I think you've called before, but I used to have, okay, you guys, I'm getting a little technical here. And, I assume that people who listen enjoy the technical because occasionally I will get technical, but, or you bear it, you know, you grin and bear it. And it's like, oh my God, he's talking about computers again. back in the day when I developed a, so I use Gmail for my email, and you can do all this automation, and I'm an automation. I started my career, well, even in high school and junior high, I used to write computer scripts to automate things I would do. Just whatever, you know, just, oh, this is a very manual task. I'm going to write a little computer program to do this for me. And that's how I got into test automation, because I worked for insurance company, but I was on the phone and as an underwriter, and everything was timed. They would say, oh, you have this long to do this and you have this long to do that. And to make things faster, I wrote all these macros, is what they're called, you know, using either Excel or Word or whatever. Or we had this, what they call a terminal application. You could also write macros in that. And it's code. I mean, there's actual code, but you can record stuff and then go in and edit it. And that's how I got into automation, as I automated all this stuff. I mean, I'd been doing it all my life. And then they saw I did this big project where I automated this thing and I made it much faster. And I shared it with all the other underwriters, and I, you know, everyone loved it and it made everyone's job so much easier. And that's how I got recognized for being good at automation. And then I got into test automation, yada, yada. But I love automating things. Like, I love, oh my God, this is a manual thing that I have to do. I'm going to automate it. And I mean, I even do that for, you know, Pride 48, for instance. You know, I wrote the bot that automatically downloads the newest episode of every podcast when they, you know, every time you release a new podcast, we automatically download it. We tweet it out and we start playing that on the Pride 48 stream. It goes into the rotation, and I wrote the code to do that. And anyway, I really like automating things. It's, to me, that's more fun than writing an application, like a mobile app or something. I like just taking things, oh, this is such a manual process I have to do, and just writing a little quick, dirty code to automate it. So all that, the reason I'm setting all of that up is because when we did Dubious Intent before, we had a voicemail line for Dubious Intent. And now we don't have a voicemail line. We use a, like a website thing that you click a button and you record, but we don't have a phone number. But when we did, we used a Google Voice phone number, and I was able to create a database of phone numbers and names. As people would call in, I would take note of their name and their phone number, because that was included in the Google Voice logs for when they called in. And then the next time the person called in, I had a script that would rename the file with their name. So I automatically knew who it was, even if they didn't tell me who they were. Now, I probably could do that now again, although I'm not using Google Voice, so I'm not sure if I would be able to do it or not. I mean, probably, but I'm not sure. But anyway, all that being said, I had that automated when we were doing Dubious Intent, and I would literally just, on the day we would record, I would go into the folder that had our voicemails, and it would all be named and dated and everything. And I would just grab them and have them ready to go. So anyway, thank you so much for your call. I'm not sure your name. I think you've called before, but I really appreciate the call. And we had a wonderful day. My birthday was great. And yeah, it's just another day at the end of the day, right? So, I don't remember what I talked about yesterday, but I will go back and try to think here. What did I talk about? I edited Butt First. So, I was not on Butt First on Monday night, which is our Big Brother recap podcast. And the reason is because we were having that wonderful tomahawk steak that you should never order from Ruth's Chris, because it's not worth the money. And so I couldn't, you know, and I wanted to eat out. It's a long story, but I don't know. I've told you guys before, and Mark told me there's a name for it. The Sunday Scaries. It's a word for the depression / apprehension that you get on Sunday nights when you've got to go to work. on Monday. So you could get it any day of the week, because if you don't work a normal schedule, let's say you work Tuesday to Saturday, you could get it Monday night. But it's that feeling you get when you're like, oh, I've got to go to bed because I've got to get up and I've got to work and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of like, you know, kids get when they Sunday nights before school and they don't want to go to school the next day. And I didn't want to have my special dinner on Tuesday night because I was going back to work on Wednesday. And I thought, I don't want to have that cloud hanging over my head. So we did our dinner Monday night so that I had the whole day Tuesday to celebrate my birthday. And so the dinner was, you know, no cloud hanging over my head during the dinner because I was going to be off the entire next day. So anyway, we had that dinner and I was not able to be on but first. But I said, oh, just send me the audio and I'll, you know, I'll edit it. And I wasn't able to get to it on Wednesday because I had orchestra rehearsal. And I thought, oh, it'll be simple. I'll record it. I'll whip up a quick intro. I'll grab the outro music and I'll, you know, throw it. Archer gave me the file. And for whatever reason, the file that he gave me was sounding distorted and super, super hot. Those of us in the audio business would say hot. It was super like distorted sounding. And so I didn't have time. I thought, well, I don't have time to do any meaningful editing, you know, trying to do leveling and do, you know, maybe have to fix it. And he did provide the recordings directly from Zoom, which is what we use to do the meeting. And so I could have grabbed those as well, but I didn't have time. So I had to do it yesterday. So I was able to get it edited yesterday. So I did that. And then Mark and I did our walk. And then we went to pick up dinner because I, you know, birthday week, I had been doing pretty good on my, you know, getting back into my diet, but I'm slowly getting back into my diet. So I thought, well, birthday week, I'm going to be a little bit nicer to myself. And so, I mean, I did like Wednesday night, I did get fast food, but I got a grilled chicken sandwich. So, and last night I did get a burger, but I only got a single and I had baked chips with it so that I had at home. So I'm still trying to do better than I would have done. I'm not getting doubles. I'm not getting French fries, you know, stuff like that. So I'm easing my way back into a better way of eating. So we did that. And then we watched Big Brother, because I'm trying to stay caught up with that so I don't get spoilers on Twitter. And then we watched some MasterChef Australia, and that was all. And then, like I said, I have mixed minus tonight, and I have a haircut tomorrow, so I'm going to be gone all day driving to St. Louis and back, because that's where my haircut is, so... And then on Sunday, it'll just be church and the normal BS that we do. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.